Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Consider this. My children are beautiful. Emerson, our 5-year-old, is the smartest, sweetest, and most compliant little girl you'll ever meet. My 3-year-old, Maverick, is also smart and sweet. But the boy couldn't care less about compliance. He lives up to his name. Every day we are discovering new things about our little ones. The ways they think, what shifts their mood, just how long a tantrum can last. Parenting is an equally beautiful and messy invitation to discover just how amazing God is at making people. It's not all discovery, though. Parenting is as much plowing as it is excavating. Meaning, our job is not to simply observe who our children are becoming, but also guiding them towards and preparing them for the life God has for them. No one enters into their story fully formed. We have all been shaped into the characters that we are today, and nothing shapes our character quite like the characters we're surrounded by. The opening lines in verse 1 address how we can be formed out of synchrony with the story of God. When the ways we walk, the stances we take, and the company we sit with are influenced by those who reject God's story. The antagonists of Psalm 1 are described as arrogantly self-absorbed and hostile towards God. Verse 4 says they are like chaff, the exterior parts of wheat that must be removed before the grain can be edible. They're in the way of the good stuff. Luckily, it's easy to remove with a few swings in the air. Here is where the metaphor comes to light. The part that is willing to be held will be considered harvest, and separated from the part that refuses to be wielded, which flies away in the wind. When I think of the progression of walking to standing to sitting, I can't help but think of watching my children take their first steps. There is a natural desire to imitate the action of those you see around you. The progression of learning to sit on your own, to stand by yourself, and eventually walk wherever you want helps propel us into independence. Perhaps it's even motivated, at least in part, by our desire for it. But it is only made possible by observing those around us. We are shaped by relationships. Knowing this, Jesus came and made his dwelling among us to bring us into a relationship like no other. On every page of the New Testament, we can see him inviting us to sit, stand, and walk with him. No matter the kind of family dynamic you had, we are all invited to learn from a better one. This is exactly what Jesus was telling Nicodemus during his late night encounter with him. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Remember, we were made compatible with the goodness of God. But seeing through the lens of an unhealthy narrative darkens our view of his blessing. If broken relationships can distort our view, then only a healthy relationship can restore it. In this relationship, we become children all over again, learning to walk with him in his ways, learning to stand on the foundation of his love, sitting under his teaching and allowing him to shape our character. Psalm 1:6 says he watches over the ways of the righteous. It makes me think of how much I loved watching my children take their first steps. I wasn't angered by how long it took them. I wasn't annoyed at their failed attempts. Similarly, I don't think the Father watches in disapproving judgment, but eager with enjoyment. Even when it seems like all we can manage are baby steps, his eyes are fixed on us. Today is a new day to begin again, friend. To learn how to sit, stand, and walk with him. Humility isn't a posture that we're always comfortable with, but there's no better posture we can assume in this story. Baby steps aren't so bad when they're walking in the Father's direction. The prayer. Jesus, thank you for entering into our story. Thank you for the grace that invites us into yours. Help us to see you as the main character of our lives, that in all things you might receive glory, and in all things we might delight in you.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.